It's time for the Phenology Show. Phenology is the rhythmic biological nature of events as they relate to climate. And old Mother Nature has sort of relaxed her grip a little bit, although she tried to get her fingers back in the door this morning with a little snow. We're not buying it. Beat it. You're done. It's winter's over. I have a list of plants that are now at least at the level of bud break. And for me, bud break is when I look at the bud of a plant, if I can see some green beginning to emerge from that bud, that constitutes bud break. Now, with one caveat, and that is the lilac. And the lilac, the problem with the lilac is that the bud on the lilac gets super green before it opens up. So the people that like to keep track of these things in a sort of scientific way ask that in the case of the lilac, bud break occurs when the widest part of the leaf is visible on the bud. So that came on Saturday at my house. So we have bud break on the lilac. We also have bud break on the pagoda dogwood, the pin cherry, the paper birch, the northern gooseberry, box elder, red elderberry is well beyond bud break. Black chokeberry, this is not choke cherry, it's a different plant. Choke cherry has not broken bud yet, but black chokeberry has. Nannyberry bud break, the American tamarack has bud break, weeping willow and black willow bud break, hazel, both of the hazel brush, American and beaked, have bud break, Juneberry has bud break. So if you're out walking around today and looking at plants, just pull a branch down and look at the buds. And if you've got a live branch in your hands, chances are you will see some green. And if you see a little green there, by golly, you have bud break. And the tamaracks are now showing signs of green. So if you're driving along this morning and you're driving by those tamaracks, if you think that they look a little bit greener than they did yesterday, that's probably the fact. It's probably definite, you know, that they are starting to show a little tip of green on each of their little fascicles. Flower buds on bloodroot, squill, hepatica. I saw wood sorrel and dandelions in bloom. Both the wood sorrel and the dandelions were up against the south-facing wall of a brick schoolhouse, so they had a little bit of jump on things, but those dandelions and wood sorrel are likely to continue to grow and bloom away from the buildings even in the next week or so. And yesterday, or Saturday rather, my forsythia bush had two flowers on it. Let me think. That wasn't Saturday, it was Sunday. But you could see a lot of flowers that were just on the verge, so there were lots of little yellow buds there, but not quite blooming yet, but I'm sure by tonight they will be. So if you have forsythia in your yard, good time to get out and look at them. Among the birds that I've seen this past week, is some new, some old, some on their way out of the area, and some on their way in. I still have a few juncos around. You may recall a week ago, there was, I don't know what happened. There was a period of time when the pine siskins and the juncos appeared to be gone from my, oh, and the purple finches, all appeared to be gone. The day I did the observations, I didn't see any all day. Since then, I still have a fair number of juncos. I still have a fair number of pine siskins, and I have a few purple finches still in the area. But they will be moving along before too long. New to the area, song sparrows and white-throated sparrows. And let's see, the brown-headed cowbird, osprey, phoebe, yellow-rumped warblers, pine warblers. My son-in-law, who grew up in Rochester, Minnesota, and was a city boy, and he and my daughter both live in Minneapolis now, so they don't get a lot of chance to see nature the way we do here in northern Minnesota. But while he was here, he heard the ruffed grouse drumming, and he was like, what's that? And I said, well, that's the ruffed grouse. And then I explained to him about that. Well, then on Saturday night, about sundown, a male ruffed grouse struts out into our yard, and his ruff is up and his tail is fanned, and he is dressed for the nines. He's ready to be a killer. And he goes out, and a little hen comes along. He's obviously done something to attract her, and he sees her, and he's showing off for her really big. And my son-in-law is looking at all of this. He's like, what? And all of a sudden, this female, she turns and she dashes back into the brush. And boy, old Papa, he's not going to leave her get away. And he took off after her on a full run. And so my son-in-law got the whole ruffed grouse lesson in a short afternoon, not from hearing them drum to seeing them actually in display. And it was quite entertaining for all of us to see that. So the ruffed grouse are definitely getting after it. You probably have heard them drum by your house as well. This past week, I think I told you a week ago that I thought that the bald eagles had eaglets that they had hatched, because Papa was making a lot more frequent trips to the nest. And during this past week, I saw him come in with something in his talons. And so I ran upstairs and got my eye onto my spotting scope. And I watched as Mama, whatever Dad brought to the nest, she was tearing it apart and feeding. And at one point, I could see this rounded little head of a baby eaglet just popping up over the edge of the nest. The nest, eagles' nests are not flat on top. They have a depression of about a foot. And if Mama wants to, she can get down low enough so I can't see her at all from my bedroom. But if normally I can see her head at least. But in this case, she was standing and she was ripping flesh off of something and pushing it down into a little baby. And I don't know if there's one or more, but I know there's one at least. And I'm pretty thrilled about that, kind of like a grandparent on the side there. So I'm taking her in and having a lot of fun watching that. I have heard in the past week wood frogs and chorus frogs singing. I haven't heard any spring peepers yet, but I suspect that they will be singing very soon. I got 1.20 inches of rain in the last 24 hours, and that's going to help because it's going to fill up some water holes that were pretty dry, and I think that'll bring out some frogs. So you should be hearing a lot of frogs singing this week, hopefully. Final notes, I'm going to focus a little bit on the red maple, because right now, first of all, the silver maple in my yard has been dropping the male flowers, just like my deck is covered. I have to take a broom and sweep my deck about every 24 hours just so that I can walk across it without walking on this carpet of old dead male flowers. But the red maples are, well, they're past their peak. Like the red maple in my yard, pretty much done with pollen. The female flowers are out. Now, as I drive along, I can tell the female and the male red maples apart, because the females are bright red and the males are kind of orangey because of the yellow pollen structures on them. So if you're driving along this morning, look at the maples, and they're easy to spot because they're the red things out there. Take a look at the maples and see if you can't discern one from the other. And if you have time, or if you have one in your yard, walk up and look at it. The pistils on the male are going to be white with little, either yellow if they're fertile and ready to throw pollen, yellow knobs on the end, or the knobs will be black or dark gray. And at that point, they have either thrown their pollen or they're not yet ripe and haven't thrown pollen or haven't produced the pollen yet. It's there on those pistils, stamens. Stamens. The male flowers are stamens, the female flowers are pistils, and the pistils are little red fingers. So if you look at the pistils on the male, on the female trees, you will see these little red fingers, and each there will be an even number because the maple is opposite branched. And that means that even when it makes seeds, it has like two pistils side by side, and each of those pistils will lead to a seed. And in the case of the silver maples, which are a week or 10 days ahead of the red maples, you can see the beginnings of those seeds forming where the flowers were. So check out the maples. They're really getting after it. And finally, the trembling aspens are those trees out there with the big fuzzy catkins on them. You get them backlit morning and evening, and they just look like kind of gray clouds. And those are the male flowers on the aspens, and those are starting to fall off. And they've thrown their pollen, and the female flowers are receiving that pollen and will begin to develop seed pods. But right now, the male flowers are just getting done, and they're going to start falling off. But if you have a tree in your yard that's dropping these kind of, they look like 3-inch long caterpillars. They're actually the male flowers. Hundreds of flowers on each of those caterpillars. So check them out. You can't go wrong right now. That's the male aspen. And, of course, the maples. Orange is male, red is female. That's the Funology Show for this week. Thanks for tuning in. We'll be back again next week to bring you up to date.